This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Dairy farmers are more than farmers. They're climate caretakers. They see water as a precious resource. Most farmers recycle water up to four times, from chilling the milk to irrigating the crops. And some even use technology to turn manure into renewable energy. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Maruchan superfans are everywhere. From the busy moms who want to deliver maximum flavor in a flash to dorm room diners who want to put some slurp in their step. There are a ton of copycats you could use, but if you want to bless your bowl, there's only one true Maruchan. Whether you choose instant lunch, ramen bowls, yakisoba, or restaurant quality gold, Maruchan is the only ramen worth obsessing over. Smiles for all. Maruchan. See what all the ramen hype is about at maruchan.com.
Hey guys, welcome, welcome. So today I am interviewing Juliana, and I'm just going to let her introduce herself and tell us a little bit about her and her kids.
Yeah, so my name is Juliana, and I live in the southern United States in Louisiana. I have one son. He is currently 6 years old, and I do work outside the home. However, when I was potty training my son, it was actually in the middle of a very tumultuous time in my life. I had actually been in a car accident. And I was in the hospital for 3 months, and I was at home on like bed rest. I was going through physical therapy and things like that.
Oh my goodness, that must have been so hard. So when did you potty train him? What age?
He was almost four.
Oh, okay. So he was a little bit older.
He was older. And so that's why, you know, this is kind of an interesting story, I guess. Because of the car accident and stuff, it all kind of just got pushed until it was like, okay, he has to be potty trained or he cannot go back to school. They will not let him go back. And this was all in the summer of 2020. So this was right in the middle of the pandemic.
Because why not fuck you more, right?
Why not more? There were a lot of factors happening.
Oh my God. All right. So that was 2020. August, you said?
Yeah. July, August. Yeah.
Oh my God. And all right. So then you were in a car accident.
I was in a car accident in January, and I was in the hospital and then a rehab facility for like 3-4 months. I had a broken pelvis, and so I had to go through a lot of rehab and things like that. So the potty training, we started out as those parents. I have a husband as well, and he was involved in all of this. It started out as, you know, he goes to a Montessori school, and they kind of go with the, you know, when they're ready, they're going to potty train and things like that. And so that's kind of how it started. And then a lot of things happened in our life and it just got pushed further and further and further until it was critical mass time.
Yep. All right. So you started when he was four. That's okay. You know what? Honestly, though, Julia, it really happens this way, even with like speech therapy, like kids who are delayed in speech, it gets pushed back. And that's the thing is like you keep back burnering potty training, but honestly, it's a little better if you do it younger. All right. So how was your experience?
It was good. So actually, one of the things I appreciated about the book that we read, so it had gotten to the point where it was critical mass. And I was like, okay, I read this book in 2 days. And I was like, we got to do this. And one of the things I really appreciated in the book was you're here. You don't like it. Nobody chooses to get to the point where they have an almost four-year-old who isn't potty trained. But this is where you are. Accept it and move forward. Like, we got to get past this.
I'm so glad you took that away because I get so much hate. People are like, oh my God, you're so judgmental. If I waited too long, I didn't know any better. And I was like, I'm not trying to be judgmental. I'm just like, put on your big girl pants. We got to do this now. You know what I mean? So I'm glad you took that.
And like you said, nobody chooses to be here, but it is what happened. The longer you sit in self-pity about it, the longer this is going to happen. So like, let's just do it. Let's get it going. So we started potty training. And the biggest things for him that we took away were because he was almost four, he did have privacy issues. You know, like two-year-olds don't care. You know, 18-month-olds, they don't care.
They'll shit anywhere. They don't care.
So we started with a potty seat on a big toilet, like in his bathroom, rather than a potty chair. But something that was kind of also interesting about him was he's a very stubborn little guy. We like to call him spirited. He's very, very stubborn. And he was not going, he was just throwing fits. We tried to take the diapers away. We had the most like epic day of fits. We prepared him beforehand. We talked about it. We were like, on Friday, I think we even used your language. It was like, mom and dad have not done a good job at teaching you how to do this. Friday, we are teaching you how to do this. We are sitting down and mom and dad are going to be here and we're going to walk you through it and we're going to teach you how. And the day he was fine. And then the day came and it was like, okay, mom and dad are teaching you. Let's take off the diapers now. And he threw the most unbelievable fit I have ever seen in my life. But the thing that really worked for him was as soon as we were like, okay, we have a potty seat, like a potty chair, like a little, you know, like a little kid potty chair.
Yep.
And then like a seat that goes on the toilet. I was like, you can use either one. As soon as he was given a choice, he was like, okay, I'm fine now. I can do this. So for him, it was the choice. You can either use this one or this one.
Yes. And that is so important with spirited kids. That's what I say, right? Like you have to give them choices and they have to be able to choose.
Yes. That was the big thing for him. As soon as he was given the choice, he was done. And the funny thing about it was because he was so stubborn, he was already potty trained.
Of course he was.
He just didn't want to. So
that's what I always say about 4-year-olds. Like, first of all, they know when they're peeing. Like there's no teaching at all, right? It's just that like, now it's personality. Now you have to finesse their personality.
Yeah. And so it was just overcoming that like hurdle. And then as soon as we took the diapers away, he had one potty accident on the floor and he was potty trained. Like that was it. So he was potty trained in like 3 days.
That's awesome. But you know what? So here's the miraculous thing. You knew your son and you knew his personality. And that's what I say is like, once you get beyond like 3.5, you are not teaching how to use the bathroom. You are literally just finessing personality. Now we got to like look at the kid and be like, oh, you're a little bit difficult.
Yes. And it was, I think a lot of people, when they get into that age, especially, they have a lot of kids who, you know, you take the diapers away and it's like, they don't like peeing in their pants. They don't like having poop in their diapers. My son, from the minute he was born, couldn't care less. When he was a newborn, I was a first-time mom and I didn't know any better. I actually gave him yeast infections because I didn't change his diaper often enough because I thought that he's going to cry when he's got a wet diaper.
He's going to cry or something, right? Like he'll tell me.
Yeah. Like when he was like 2 weeks old, he had a yeast infection because I just wasn't changing his diaper enough. It was like a first time mom thing. And that translated until he was 4 years old. He could have cared less about walking around with a pants full of poop.
You know what? It just brings up my whole notion of like, wait till they're ready because they really, especially with new diapers, right? They can't feel the wetness. They don't care. And I also say in my book, right? Like they like the feeling of poop against their butt. To you and me, like that's gross now.
Yeah, it's comforting.
The funniest like line in my book that people quote all the time is like, you know, when you go into the bathroom and you poop and you're like, I got to weigh myself because that was like an 8-pound poop. But can you imagine being like 30 pounds or 40 pounds and dropping an 8-pound poop? So they don't like that free poop feeling. Yeah. But I also think like that's not indicative of if they're ready or not, because like with your little guy, come on, he's 4.
Yeah, he was 4. He was ready and he was absolutely ready. He knew how to do it. It was just a matter of overcoming that control thing. And before reading your book, I think I didn't think about privacy. I don't know why I didn't think about it, but I didn't think like 4-year-olds, you know, they're starting to become aware of that kind of stuff and they don't want to poop in the middle of the living room and stuff like that. And then the choice thing was the big thing. We had both a small potty and a potty chair on the big toilet. And he never, ever, not once used the potty chair. He hated it. Not once. But the fact that it was there and given as a choice, he was like, okay. He had control of the situation.
Yeah, that's so important. You came out really unscathed, I have to be honest, because 4-year-olds can be really difficult.
Going into it, I was absolutely terrified. I've never been that scared of anything in parenting.
I am so glad that I'm so happy that you took my words. Cause like I said, my words are so misunderstood sometimes. Like you really just, you were like, nope, we just got to knuckle down and we got to do it.
So that's how I took it. Sometimes you need a little tough love. And when I read the book, it didn't feel judgmental. It was just like, this is where you are. We got to get you out of it. Like I'm here to help you, but we got to do it.
And now do you have other kids?
I don't. We just have that one.
All right. And he's 6. And so what else is he doing now?
He just started kindergarten not that long ago. He's turning 6 in 2 days. It's almost his birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. So he just started kindergarten.
And so he's in kindergarten. How's that going?
It's going good. He still has like weird potty things, but nothing that can't be overcome.
We all have weird potty things though. Like 85% of adults won't poop outside their home.
I know.
Adults.
I know. He doesn't like it. So he has a big sensory thing. He has really good hearing, or it's just a sensory thing. He does not like the sound of public bathrooms.
It's live. Yeah. It's loud.
But thankfully he does have a kindergarten. The potty that they have in their classroom, I guess, is loud. And he actually came home one day with different pants on and he had a potty accident. And, you know, we talked about it. I was like, why did you have a potty accident? I know you know when to go. Like, what happened? He's like, I don't like the sound in there. I can't go in that bathroom. And so I messaged his teacher. I was like, is there another bathroom he can use? Or, you know, can I send headphones that he can put on or anything like that? And she was like, yeah, we already talked about it. Apparently she had already talked to him about it. And she's like, there's a bathroom right outside the door that he can use, which is nice.
Oh, good.
Vaginas are absolute magic. And Ollie is here to give them the respect they deserve. That means shame-free supplements made with clinically studied ingredients to keep your pH in check and your pleasure a priority. Put yourself on top. Go to Ollie.com today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
But for listeners, I do want to point out that like it is as easy as contacting the teacher and saying, can I put on headphones? Can we do something? Because that is a real thing for kids in public restrooms. It's just the tile, the porcelain, the stainless steel, like they get very overwhelmed sensory wise, auditory.
Yes. And we actually have to, when we're traveling on airplanes and things like that, we have to bring headphones or he will not go in like an airplane bathroom. Because I hate airplane bathrooms. They're terrifying. They make so much noise.
They are awful. I don't, when people tell me they're going to potty their kid for the first time on an airplane, I'm like, oh my God, it's so terrible.
There was one day when we were traveling and he literally didn't go to the bathroom for like 14 hours.
Yeah. So he can hold it.
Yeah. I was convinced he was going to fall asleep and pee all over his car seat. And it was just like, this is what's going to happen. But he held it all day. But we did discover the headphone thing. Putting on headphones is the way to get him to use public bathrooms when necessary.
And also, like, I'm a big believer in, like, the elephant in the room. So when you say, like, okay, you're scared of this, how can we help you, honey?
How can I help you? Yeah.
Yeah. Could we do headphones? Could we pee out in the car? Could we use a red Solo cup in the car? You know, and, like, just admitting to the kid, like, yes, man, I hear you. This is scary. You don't like this. And we have other options. You know what I mean? Because sometimes I think as parents, we get like, no, you got to pee. You got to pee in the restroom. Like, there are so many other options.
For a long time when we were taking car trips, we don't live near either my parents or my husband's parents. So we do a lot of flying and driving and things like that. We traveled with a potty seat in the back, in the trunk, because he wouldn't go to the bathroom. And
what kind of potty seat? Did you use like the Potat or was it like one of those foldable?
It was just like a potty training seat. It was one that had a lid on it.
Okay. So it was like a potty chair. It wasn't like an insert, you know, like the seat reducers.
Right. No, it was just like a potty chair, like a little potty training one we got at Target or whatever. We put it in the trunk and we like had a blanket that we would like hold up against the trunk so he couldn't be seen. And that worked really well. Yeah, he had kind of a weird experience because he was potty training during the pandemic. And so we didn't get to do the like, well, we're just going to go to the store.
The outings. Oh my God. These poor kids. That was the number one thing about, it was like 2021 when I started really getting the feedback and they were like, we can't do block three. We can't do block three. And I was like, go to the woods. Just go anywhere.
Yeah. We had to go on walks and stuff like that. And thankfully when he went, he did go back to school. He was in a Montessori school and he had known his teacher for many years. You know, they have teachers for like 3 years. And so he had known her for several years and she knew our family. And so she was very understanding about like when he did go back to school, that he was probably going to have accidents and it was going to be okay. And she was very gentle about that. And that was his outings.
Yeah. When my son went to kindergarten and that was, he's 16, so a good 12 years ago, the kindergarten teacher absolutely said, oh my God, all the kids pee themselves. The first week of school, there's accidents everywhere. So it's so funny to me that sometimes daycares are very stringent. No, there will be no accidents. And I'm like, but there's accidents all the time.
Yeah. And I think that maybe they're more okay with it because of the way that they break up their classes. So when he was 4 years old, they have 2-year-olds in the same class. And so they're dealing with potties everywhere. So But she was very understanding of like, these are his outings. He's never been outside potty trained.
It was so different. The pandemic changed everything.
So weird. Yeah, we were like trapped inside and we had to go on walks and stuff like that. And my son is like, I say he's like a dog. That's kind of rude.
They are exactly like dogs. They
you take exactly them outside like dogs.
Your average three-year-old has the same brain as your average three-year-old dog. Yeah. So that's why I say that we over-talk sometimes because we're like, honey, I just know that you have the feeling to go poop. And I'm like, just poop.
He was one of those kids that you take him outside and he gets moving and he's going to poop. It was kind of a problem because it was like, all right, well, we can't go outside until you poop. I know that the minute we go outside, you're going to poop your pants. It's going to happen.
But that is awesome because you also know, and I tell parents all the time, like big play. You know, if your kid's like a little constipated or having a hard time with poop, just big play. Get him outside.
Get him outside. And then it's going to happen. Yeah.
Awesome. So Juliana, if you had to leave fellow mamas with any words of wisdom, what would it be?
Don't be afraid to know your kid and go against what other people say. I knew when my son was 18 months old that he was never going to potty train himself, that he was too stubborn. He didn't care about potty being in his, you know, and so many people, again, because I was not that I'm against Montessori, I love Montessori, but their philosophy is pretty like, listen to your child and just like let it happen when they're ready.
Which is very interesting because Maria Montessori advocated for 12 to 16 months of potty training.
I'm sure she did.
So now current Montessori is kind of...
She was a smart lady, but I knew that was never going to happen. And I let my fear of potty training, because I was terrified of it, tell me and let that override the fact that I knew it wasn't ever going to happen. And I needed to sit down and just do it and
attend
make it happen.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. And just like make it happen. Rather than listening to everybody who was saying, you know, just let it happen. He'll give you signals when he's ready. It's like, no, he's not. He's not going to.
Here's the problem in my work on social media. People would be like, well, my kid was ready at four and a half. And that's great. But I have a broader spectrum of working with thousands of families. And I'm like, the longer you wait, the harder it gets. And I really don't care. I have no investment. Juliana, if you want to send your little guy to college in diapers, I don't care. I'm just trying to tell you when it's easier, when it's harder, you know, and it just gets harder the longer the habit's entrenched, right? And that epic first day you had, it was a habit. He just had to give up his binky, his bottle, his blanket, his diaper.
It was the last remnants and he was not going to give it up easily. It was a hard day, but not in the ways that I expected. I expected to be cleaning up poop everywhere and cleaning up pee everywhere and trying to teach him how to use the bathroom. And it was none of that. It was just a battle of wills.
He's like, Mom, I got this. I just don't like what you're doing.
Yeah, I just don't want to do it. I mean, proof of this is that whether it's right or wrong or we shouldn't have done it, but we had planned on night training him later. We left him in diapers overnight. And after that first day, he never peed in a diaper ever again. He was waking up dry for 2 or 3 days. And we're like, all right, I guess he's night trained too. And really, like you said, we got out pretty unscathed.
I know. When you emailed me, I was like, you waited till four? All right, come on my podcast.
No, it was a bad idea.
No, it worked out. And listen, honestly, I think the major thing is you put your big girl pants on. You're like, shit, I got to do this now.
We
like,
got to do it.
And like my kid's not interested. He's not ready. He's not showing all the signs that everybody else says, but we got to do this. So,
and that's what it was about. And it was just about me saying, I am stronger than you and we're going to do this. It's going to happen.
Oh my God. That is 3 and 4. I am stronger than you.
I'm stronger than you.
I know more. That's like what it. I used to say. I know more. I've been on the planet longer.
I swear I'm doing this. It's for your own good, I promise.
Oh, I love everything about your story. I love how, again, just kind of closing out here with wisdom for other moms is there's a lot of shit online. There's a lot of stuff online.
And so much.
Do whatever you want. Again, my job is to help you potty train. I don't care how old your kid is, but just be cautious because there's a lot of shit going on right now that I don't approve of. There's a new thing going on. Did you see this for Halloween? You should get your kid used to eating candy for Halloween. So just introduce candy all the time.
I don't know about that, but I mean, you do you.
Influencers were saying that, like, I was like, I don't eat candy every day.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't eat candy, then you don't eat candy.
Like, it was really funny. But now, and I see a lot of influencers like, oh, my kid's 5 in diapers. And I'm like, okay.
You do you.
All right, Juliana, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me on.